the former prime minister has certain grounds that he can use to challenge the outcome of these elections. Generally, I think there has been an improvement of the elections from 2017, but serious challenges still remain, which I think he can use to petition the elections on Monday.
What do you think his chances are, if I may ask you, from what you have seen so far?
I think the chances will depend on what they present. We are not privy to what they've collected as their basis for challenging this election. And so I think we will see, we could predict the chances once we see what they present on Monday. There are the many grounds that they can present, both qualitative and quantitative grounds, that can inform their petition. Quantitatively, in terms of numbers, whether the numbers add up, are there grounds where you see situations where more people voted for the president than voting for the other candidates, and the rejected votes do not tally? And so those kind of quantitative issues they can present to the court. But qualitatively, they can also talk about issues to do with credibility, transparency, and especially the disagreement within the commission, where the four commissioners alleged that they were denied the transparent process towards the end of the verification and tallying of the results.
Local and international poll observers who monitored the entire process came out and said the elections were transparent and credible. Local poll observers said the tally that the IEBC commissioner, Chimafula Chibukati, announced reflected the same thing they had. Does that make the legal challenge of the outcome a little bit difficult?
I think that politically does. I think politically does that the international observers and the local observers have declared the election free and fair. But I think it also generally depends on what do they present to the court. What kind of challenges do they present to the court that this is our base of challenging this election? But again, for international observers, I do have a lot of reservation on how they always assess African elections. They tend to believe that if elections are peaceful and there's an outcome, then that is fair enough for an African country. And I think many people have written about this. And so I think politically that could be a challenge that these groups have declared the election free and fair. But they still have grounds to, I think, present to the Supreme Court and challenge this election.
The camp of President-elect Ruto say that the outgoing President Uhuru Kenyatta has yet to even call him following the announcement of the election results. What is your take? Is the tension so bad that they don't even have any relationship at all, even a phone call as courtesy?
President Uhuru Kenyatta and his Deputy President William Ruto had a serious fallout for the last three years. And President Uhuru Kenyatta actually endorsed the presidency, the candidature of Raila Odinga. And so I think the tension is still there. And I think the president is still feeling, and this is just my guess, that the election was not free and fair. And therefore, he does not want to jump the cut by congratulating the deputy the president-elect. And so I think most of them are still waiting for the court process to play out and then see where it ends before they can congratulate the president-elect, if that remains.
Does the dispute between the officials of the Electoral Commission, I'm talking about the commissioners, four on one side and three on the other side, undermine the credibility of the elections and could actually undermine confidence that a section of the Kenyan public has in the ability of the Electoral Commission or Chibukati himself to administer free, fair, credible election if the elections are annulled?
Absolutely. Chibukati's election of 2017 was annulled and a repeat election called. And so it does not have a very good background that he can stand on. And then this division within the commission impacts on the credibility of the election, but also the transparency. If these four commissioners are claiming that it was not transparent towards the end, the verification process and the tallying process, That impacts the credibility of the elections in the eyes of Kenyans, that four of the commissioners are saying, no, this process was not transparent towards the end, and Chebukati says it was with the other two commissioners. And I think this is also going to play out in court.